Can you discuss the disaster relief details that were released yesterday?
Yes, well, we spent actually several weeks trying to perfect a program that would work for everyone, but most specifically in Florida for our citrus growers, because it is a very unique and distinct crop based on the concentration of growers and the number of acres they have there. So we spent a lot of time trying to be fair and equitable, but we also had to take into consideration this was an industry that was threatened. From an infrastructure perspective, you've got to have a critical mass of citrus production in order to sustain the processing and the juicing of citrus there, which is a big part of Florida agriculture. So we debated this back and forth on how to craft a program. I'm very pleased, frankly, with what we came up with. First off, the WHIP part of it, the first part of it, is probably $100 to $125 million has to do with actual demonstrated fruit loss from this past year. And the farmers will apply for that just as they do for any kind of crop loss on insurance. It's combined with the insurance program to try to make them as whole as possible, not 100%, but as whole as possible. Then we went to because of the concentration of the industry and desire to preserve the infrastructure of the citrus industry in Florida, we then chose to go to a block grant, and you all have seen that's about $340 million. It's divided into two tranches. One is tree restoration, and the other is cleanup and the operational future loss of fruit going forward, because this kind of hurricane just doesn't hurt production in 17-18, but it will probably be with us for a couple more years. So that also takes into consideration of that. And there's a small portion that helps farmers justify insurance going forward, with the stipulation that they have to purchase the insurance for two more years after we have helped them for 2 years. So that's kind of the nuts and bolts of the program.
So once a producer is determined eligible to receive the payment, how long will it take for them to receive the funds?
We hope to have the software and all of our people trained and educated in place by the middle of probably the 1st of July. We have to have software applications and people trained to take that in. So we hope to have that done sooner rather than later. These things, as I said in my press release, never happen. Nothing ever happens up here as quickly as I'd like for it to, but we're working as hard as we can to make sure that we not only get it right, but get it as quickly as possible.
Is there a maximum amount of money that producers can receive?
Well, not necessarily. That depends on their loss. The first part of that, for the concentration of the major growers, one of the principles that we had was, while there's some large growers in Florida, we did not apply the adjusted gross income limit to them if 75% of their income arose from agricultural production and processing. So, but that is limited for $900,000 per grower in that, to that arena, which is larger than the typical payment limits that we see in our other disaster programs, but it has to do with the large concentration of major growers in Florida that's critical to preserving the infrastructure of the Florida citrus industry. After that, it's limited by the number of acres that you have. The second program with tree reset is limited to 15,000 acres. So there's no top limit necessarily per grower. It just depends on their size and their loss.
Yesterday's release mentioned that eligibility will be determined on a case-by-case basis. Can you discuss the factors that will go into determining that eligibility?
Well, essentially, it has to do with loss. They have to demonstrate what their production history has been and what level of insurance, if any, they have purchased. We're going to combine the first part of the program, the WHIP part, over fruit loss with the insurance that was there. We don't want to punish people who bought insurance, so our awards are going to be more encouraging for those people who bought insurance and less for the people who did not buy insurance in the program. But we will qualify them as they apply. We'll qualify them based on fruit loss and tree loss going forward.